radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. And then he said, he was looking out over the driveway, and then as I stopped, I looked, and he turned and he looked at me, and he started walking toward me. And as he started walking toward me, he started getting bigger, and he walked through the glass table, and then he disappeared. I'm saying that, you know, to some it's like, you know, angels. There's a realm, there's a reality just beyond the light line where they are. And I'm saying it again, prepare. I'm not trying to see no angels. You know, just looking for angels. No, they will appear as God sees fit. They will make themselves known. They are there. And for a reason. There's reasoning behind it. So anyway, I was sharing that to say that the same morning I was studying that God was downloading all this stuff about angels, he's kind of confirming it with one of my sons actually having a visual. And it's exciting. You know, we don't, hey, what's your name? You know. Hey, none of your business what their name is. They there to protect you. What's your name? All right, so Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, it says, therefore we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. What have we just heard? That angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation. Look at someone, tell them, that would be me. Okay? Angels are ministering spirits, and they're sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation. We have inherited. We are heirs. We didn't earn it. We've received it through Christ. We are heirs of salvation. And the word says we ought to give the more earnest heed. You ought to pay attention to that. Don't take it lightly, like, oh, big deal. No, give the more earnest heed to it. Now, in verse number 2, it says, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect? All right, stay with me. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? The question here is interesting. How shall we escape? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? What are you talking about? He's referring to the angels now. And the part that the angels played. Jesus did what he did on the cross. He purchased it all. But this is a benefit. This is part of our salvation. We are heirs to inherit this. How shall we escape? If he's saying if we neglect so great salvation, that means it can be neglected. Amen. Stay with me. I'm starting to get excited up here. See, that means... If you say, how shall you escape if you neglect? That means, okay, some folk don't escape stuff. Amen. And the reason being, they neglected something. Amen. It's not necessarily talking about, and you'll see it more clearly, it's not just necessarily talking about escaping hell. Jesus paid that price. Amen. Come on, I said, Jesus already paid that price. The deal is sealed. I'm sealed by the Holy Ghost. We're not talking about going to heaven or hell here. We're talking about something in time. Because the angels are sent to deal with us in time. In other words, they have a mission to accomplish in your life, and that mission can be neglected on your part. And that means you don't escape some stuff. That means some, let me just be for real, some go home to be with the Lord before their time because they didn't escape what they could have escaped because they neglected something. Remember Balaam, here's the principle. Balaam was sent or paid by Barak to curse Israel. And he did all he could to get that money. He tried to cuss him here, tried to cuss him there. He finally said, listen, you can't curse what God has blessed. Amen. 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 But now the tragic thing is only you can curse you. Amen. And that would have to do with neglect. Amen. Remember the donkey? Balaam's donkey. Raised him from a little donkey to a big donkey. And the donkey started riding down that little narrow path. And suddenly, the donkey starts pushing him up against the wall, banging him up against the wall. Almost broke his leg. Balaam started beating the donkey. The donkey says, yo, why you beating me? The donkey started talking. And God gave Balaam, that backslidden prophet, grace. He opened his eyes to see into that other realm. And standing before him, the donkey saw it. Standing before him was an angel with his sword drawn, ready to slay Balaam. But God gave him a grace to see his disobedience to God was about to bring something on him. See, let's be for real here. There are spiritual laws. We are governed by the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's why the way of a transgressor is hard. When somebody puts their hand to the plow, starts looking back, starts turning back, the way gets hard. Why? God makes it hard, number one, to try to get you to turn back. But if you persist in going that way, you're going to encounter some stuff that have their sword drawn. You don't have to go in the hospital and be on life support in order for God to get your attention. But if you persist in neglecting, you won't escape certain things. You'll live way beneath the privileges, the benefits that come for the heirs of salvation. What did Jesus say? I came to give you life more abundant. All you got to do is obey. All you got to do is follow me. All you got to do is walk with me. All you got to do is seek me first. But you choose otherwise, and there are certain things you won't escape. You'll be subjected to it just like the world. But see, we're not of the world. Neither are we in the world. He took us out of the world. We're in it physically, but in the spirit realm, we're not in the world. We're not of the world. We're not limited by the world. But if you persist in doing certain things and living certain lifestyles and especially saying certain words, because heaven is always listening, you can bring on a lot of stuff yourself. And don't blame God. Tell somebody, don't blame God. Don't blame your wife. Don't blame your husband. Don't blame your boss. You brought it on. Okay? I want to emphasize that strongly. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Now, here's what's interesting, and this really brings it into the now. The word salvation there, you've heard me talk about it before, is the word soteria. Okay? It's not just deliverance from hell. Okay, that should be settled with you right now. You're not walking over a tightrope. Over hell. No, if you're saved and born again, then your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. All right? And it shouldn't be a struggle all the time. You're afraid of falling off or falling. No, you should be at rest. Trusting God, knowing that, listen, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Those whom my Father has given me, I've lost none of them. Amen. Hello? How many know God is able to keep you? But there are certain things you you must do, and that is not neglect these things. We need to give the more earnest heed to the things that we've heard so we don't let them slip. The word salvation is soteria in the Greek, and it means to save. It means deliverance. It means preservation. It means healing. And it means soundness. See, all of these are temporal. These are things we experience in this life. These are not things that we have need of when we pass through this life. We're with the Lord. We don't need deliverance. We don't need to be saved. We don't need preservation. We don't need healing. All of these are what we receive from these temporal evils. You know, as we pray in we call it the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from the evil, from the evil one. That's what, angels are involved in that. The word salvation here, when he said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? That salvation has to do with things in this realm, the temporal realm. In other words, there's a quality of life that is promised to a child of God if they don't neglect what they hear and obey. There's a quality of life. In other words, God has promised always to deliver you. Amen. God has promised you to have a sound mind. You ain't crazy. Amen. God has promised, amen, to heal you. Yes. Healing. God has promised to preserve you. Yes. While other folks losing it all. While other folks are aging exponentially fast. Here you are, amen, just walking with the Lord at peace, looking young, being vibrant, thinking young, doing things, amen, going on your merry way. Why? God has promised this salvation. Yes. Soteria in this life. Stop letting religious demons convince you that, everything is going up the rough side of the mountain in this life. And there's no reward until you get to heaven. No, Jesus said, I come. That you might have life and have it now more abundantly. This is that spiritual Goshen that we talk about. Okay, let's make it real clear. Salvation, you look it up yourself. It means preservation. God will preserve you. Amen. While disease or pandemic is rampant, God promised, I will preserve you. Amen. See, too often people put their trust in man. I know doctors and everything have a proper place, but they can't take the place of God. Now, for somebody that's not saved, they may run to him first, but that's not your call. Your call is to run to the throne first. Run to God first. God will direct you if you need to go to a doctor in that. But you see, many go to the doctor, or go to this one, or go to that one, and they put their trust in man. Cursed is the man that puts his trust in the arm of flesh. What does that mean? Spellbound. Cursed. Spellbound. But when you put your trust in God, I mean really put your trust in God, he'll direct you if you need to go that route. If it's necessary to go that route, he'll have a blessing for you in that route. But you need to acknowledge God first.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.